Hello, writers. This is a podcast about NaNoWriMo where we get you ready for November. I'm Liz Leo.
And I'm Christina Horner.
And this is How to Win NaNo.
As a reminder, Liz and I are not actually affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. We've just won a lot.
This episode is inspired by a question by one of our Discord members. And that Discord member is Amy. And the question is, do you have any tips for making time for NaNo while traveling or on a vacation? Inspired by me just booking a trip to Europe for the entire last week of November. That's when my family wanted to go and I kind of forgot about NaNo. I love.
I will say that this was a question that Amy sent in last year.
Okay. So, well, hopefully you're still around, Amy.
I believe this trip was last year. So hopefully.
All right.
Hopefully your NaNo went okay. But your question will continue to inspire writers of the future.
Amy, please write in. Let us know how your trip last year went.
So we decided to combine this with an episode that we've been wanting to make. Clearly, the title of this episode was How to Finish NaNo Early, if you want or need to. So there's a lot of reasons that you might need to finish NaNo early. It might be that you're going on a trip to Europe. It might be that you have something big going on at work, or maybe like you've got kids and their birthdays or in November, or there's so many reasons that you might not have the full 30 days to do your writing. It might be that you're, you know, traveling and you're going to be distracted. And so maybe it's not that you need to finish NaNo early, but you know you're going to have more limited time than usual. So you still have to figure out a way to write more in the pockets that you do have. So we wanted to talk about some strategies for how to navigate that.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a more difficult one for me to talk about than for you. I think you're a lot better about keeping up on pace, and I think I've only finished early like once or twice maybe.
Well, the nice thing is you can use either of our strategies
to do this.
So if you are like me and you have to take a sort of slow and steady approach and you have less time, I got tips for you if you just tend to always write your novels in less time because that's just how you roll. Liz has got
you. I'm here for you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Liz's strategy is just like have caffeine and go for it.
Yes. But I would not recommend the 5-hour energy shots. That's what got me through the first NaNo and never again.
Yeah. Yeah, learn from our mistakes.
Definitely.
I think there's a few things that we can say here. I want to start by what I think is the most useful tool. Assuming you use Scrivener. Liz and I both write in Scrivener.
I do.
I just like for a second like doubted as I was saying that. No. Pretty much everyone I know at this point writes in Scrivener, but we are not endorsed by them in any way, just big fans.
But they can reach out to endorse us at any point.
Yeah, please, Scrivener, if you're listening.
Yes.
Anyway, there's something that even if you aren't trying to do a sort of modified NaNo, I highly recommend. So when you're in your Scrivener file, go up to Project. And there is an option that is show project targets. This is like the best thing ever where it'll show you there's two bars. And the first one shows your like overall manuscript target. So in a standard NaNo, you would put 50,000 words in here. This is all like customizable. And so that'll show you over the course of the month how far you are in your overall goal of getting to 50,000. And I think the new Scrivener is different, but it used to be that like it would change from like a red up to green and it would do every shade along the way.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, I think it's different now. I think it's just blue. But it, you know, it's still nice. But then underneath that is session target. So that'll show you, you know, it's 1667 words a day, so it'll show you how many words you've written of that target for the day, and it'll tell you when you've hit your word count for the day. But the thing that's great about it is that if you fall behind or you get ahead, it auto-calculates what you need to write each day in order to And I think Nano has some built-in tools that do this too.
Yeah, I usually look at what Nano does.
But I love that it's like right here in your dock. And it's just like this little like widget box that pops up. So it'll tell you, you know, oh, you're way ahead. You only have to write like 1,200 words a day. And that'll continue to adjust. So the reason I'm telling you about this.
Maybe that's why I don't ever do it.
Probably. Oh, yeah. If it's just like a depressing thing. But so the reason I'm telling you about this is that, like I said, it's highly customizable. So I have, for instance, used this when I have a larger goal. So I wanted to write 60,000 words. So I put 60,000 words in instead of 50,000, and it automatically updated my targets. And that is something that the Nano site can't do because it's very fixed in the 50,000 word for a November Nano. Oh,
you know what? You're right. I didn't even think about that because I've only ever done 50,000.
And you can also set, I forgot to mention this, if you go under options, you can set your deadline. So you can say how many days.
That's super useful.
So if you, for instance, need to finish Nano by the 20th, you can put that date in here and it again will auto calculate how many words you need to write each day to get to that goal. I did this when we wanted to finish early at the Night of Writing Dangerously and we had to finish.
You're right. Those are, that's the other times I finished early. So a couple times, maybe two or three times.
So I think this is like the best tool because it just, you can just auto update what you're doing with Nano in a way that the site can't do. So if you need to finish early or you know you're gonna like get off the daily word count like right away and you want to know what your targets are each day, this is a super super easy way to go in and track that for yourself.
I have a question. Does that react or relate at all to setting word counts for chapters? Because that's something I've never been good. Okay.
This particular tool doesn't.
Okay.
That's just like, because I've used that tool to like, you know, like, okay, I want all of my chapters to be approximately 2,000. And then it just kind of keeps track of like, this one's longer, this one's shorter.
Gotcha.
So that's like a separate tool. There might be some other like customizable options. You can set what time it resets each day. So if you know that you're a night owl and you don't want it to reset at midnight, you can, I actually have mine set at 3 a.m. to reset.
That reminds me of when I set my Nano, my first couple of years doing it to Hawaii time, because I would write at night and I wanted to keep the same day. And then also because then I knew I had three extra hours.
Another thing is you can actually tell it which days are your writing days. So if you, for instance, know that you're going to be super busy on Wednesdays and you're never going to be able to write on Wednesdays, you can actually remove Wednesdays from the counter here and it will, again, auto update. Okay,
that's so cool.
You have 30 days, but if you can't write on any Wednesdays, how many days do you actually have?
I love that.
So yeah, this is like the more like physical, like logistical, tactical way to like get ahead and keep track of what you're trying to do. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew that tool existed. But now we can talk a little bit more about just like writing strategies and whatnot.
Yeah, I think I was just thinking about it. Every time that I have ended up finishing early, I believe there has been some sort of retreat-like aspect of it, or at least some amount of time off work that I could focus on writing. Mm-hmm. It's really hard. And especially these are some of the times when I say early, I think we had to finish around like the 16th through 20th for like the castle and Night of Writing Dangerously. Mm-hmm. So these are like halfway through the month. So like, I think it'd be very hard for me to do that if I didn't have some extra time set aside for writing, whether it's retreat time or like you take a day off to focus on yourself or you really give yourself that time. Because like, beyond the fact that it takes us all variable amount of times to write, writing 50,000 words still takes a minimum amount of hours.
Yeah, it takes as long as it takes. And whether you can condense that into less days, you're
going to... There's so many hours in the day that you're conscious. Yeah. And so like, you do have to, I think, really... I will admit, I don't know how easy it would be to finish early just writing 1 or 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
So you have to set aside. I do have a friend who I remember, this person is incredible and I think they're amazing. Many years ago when I first heard of them, my friend was like, oh yeah, my friend does Nano. They just hit 100,000 words. And it was like towards the end of the month. And I was like, I don't know if I'll like this person, let's be honest. They're like the best person ever. In fact, they edit our anthologies.
Oh yeah.
But there are some people who can just blast away. And I'm a fast writer. But you really do have to reserve specific time mm-hmm. to write.
I think it's like there's a question that you have to ask yourself. Like if you have to finish early for whatever mm-hmm. reason, you need to think about, okay, if I'm going to be busy for X amount of time in November, is the rest of the time such that I can dedicate even more to mm-hmm. Nano in an even more extreme way? Or is this conflict going to make it so that I can't do Nano feasibly? Or do I need to do a lower goal?
Adjust your goal.
Yeah.
So here's a question I have for you. Would you consider thinking the same way if you had to start late, the same as if you had to finish early?
I mean, I have had that experience because in 1 year, I got the flu on like day three. Mm-hmm. And so there were like 6 days where I just did not write.
Would you strategize the same way?
I mean, I had to, you know, because at that point I think it's actually easier to do it that direction.
You think so?
Because you have to be proactive. If you know that you need to end early, because it's like you have a different deadline, you have to plan for that deadline and you have to write more than it feels like you need to write. Whereas if you fall behind for whatever reason, mm-hmm. if you have to start late, it is more difficult if you have room for procrastination. There is a larger chance that you won't do it because it's like, well, it's only like the third. It's okay if I fall behind like one day.
You know, that's a really good point.
If you're at the end, you're like, no, like I've only got 6 days left. I've got to like move.
Because in my imagined version of this, I'm like, yeah, because if you don't finish by the 20th when you leave, you still technically have 10 days, which is like, no, you don't. If you're taking a trip, you don't have that. So like, okay, this just proves that
you are still trying to procrastinate.
I'm still trying to procrastinate in this metaphor.
But I think that also speaks to the type of writers we are, because I'm like, I cannot fall behind, so I cannot procrastinate. Yeah. Whereas you're like, it'll be fine. Future will have this.
Miracle. Like, the hyper-focus will take me where it takes me. And
the funny thing is I keep saying that it would be easier, but I inevitably will always do more work at the beginning to mm-hmm. not put myself in that position, which is why like one of my tips is that like even though the word count is 1667, I write 2000 a day mm-hmm. for the days when I can't do that mm-hmm. because I'd rather get ahead early than not.
I very commonly write 5000 on my first day and then like will
5K day.
Yeah, you just have to have a 5K day at the beginning. You don't have to, but it's sort of something that I like to do to start myself off to feel inspired and good.
Yeah.
And I think when you're having to finish early, I mean, admittedly, I think one thing I should step back and say, finishing early is hard, but if you need to do it, like it feels so badass.
It does. Like, it really
when
does.
When I finished early at the Night of Writing Dangerously, which is this gala that used to be put on by the NaNoWriMo, their HQ, if you finish during this event, which is around the 20th of October, you get to go up and ring a bell and get a crown.
Which
and,
in hindsight, not that big of a deal, but it felt like
it's
a not, big
it's
deal.
Like a paper Burger King crown.
Yeah.
But like one of the years I was the first one to finish and I was like, I'm gonna go up there. And then you can just like all night you get to have fun and hang out. And it feels so cool.
Yeah.
So if you're in a situation where it makes more sense for you to finish early, it does. It's sort of Nano next level, but you can do it. Lots of people do it and it's awesome when you do.
I've also like tried to get really ahead and then run into like a bad day and then felt bad about myself, like, oh, I'm so far ahead, don't eat into your lead. But then it's like, no, that's what the lead is for. Yes. You actually have all month, like chill out, take a break. And so that can be really tough too if you get into that like get ahead, finish early mindset. Mm-hmm. It can kind of like
it can psych you out.
Yeah, definitely. Or it could just put more pressure on yourself mm-hmm. where you're like suddenly doing it on hard mode when you don't need to.
Yeah, definitely. I would say if you're doing it, if you choose to finish early, think about why. Like if you're going on a vacation where it's like, no, you really can't take your laptop. You can't bring anything. For example, I'm taking a trip and getting here 6 days late. So I'll have 6 days less to do my Nano. I truly cannot take a laptop or anything to write on it. Mm-hmm. So I'll be doing everything by hand. Which some people do.
Yeah.
God bless them. But the thing is, maybe you are psyching yourself out and maybe it's like, well, I need to finish early because I'm starting classes. But maybe you can like still do an additional couple thousand that week. Like, really think about it. Or, like, think about, like, well, maybe I'm going to just reduce my goal a little bit, or do things a little differently. Because it is a lot of stress, but it can be worth it if you really thought through why you need to do it.
Yeah. And actually, the more we talk, the more I think the name of this episode was kind of a misnomer. Because I think it's not about finishing Nano early. It's like, how do you do Nano even faster?
Or in less time.
In less time.
Than a month.
Because there, like I said, like, maybe you have a, like, the type of job where, like, you aren't going to be able to write on Mondays. Yeah. Or maybe you
travel for your job and you're only there for half the month.
Yeah. Or maybe you get sick, you know, like, that's happened to many of us.
Yeah.
So I think that there are a lot of reasons why someone might have less than 30 days, like, realistically in their November. And so I think these are good strategies and good things to think about regardless of why you personally have less time to do your novel.
The more you do Nano as well, I think the more you'll run into these situations where, like, life happens. Mm-hmm. And so after, you know, I think this is my 17th, your 18th, it does become pretty hard after doing something 17 or 18 times to say, well, like, this whole month of the year is completely off limits. You tend to be like, well, I do want to travel this time.
Yeah.
Or I do need to do this thing or visit family. So, like, Nano is one of the most important things in my life. It still needs to fit in with the other important things.
Yeah. So, you know, it's very likely that you're going to have a year where you just have to juggle it even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and it can be, I think this is the thing I'm taking away from this episode, is doing it on hard mode can be really fun and more rewarding if you do it right, prep and or drink a lot of caffeine and write really fast.
The year that we went to the Night of Writing Dangerously with some of our friends and we all decided we were going to finish our novels on the 19th was like a fever dream year.
It was one of my favorite Nanos.
We all had to write, I think it was like 3,500 words a day. And it was just like, that's what we were doing. And there were just no excuses. You had to do it.
We wrote in the lobby of the hotel. I remember writing in the hotel. We were writing everywhere.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that year, I had pink hair and I would have long hair appointments to go, like, get my hair bleached or whatever. I'm pretty sure I, like, brought my laptop and wrote, like, while I was getting my hair dyed. Like, sometimes you just got to do extreme measures. And people will be more understanding than you think. Like, my hairdresser just, like, laughed at me. She's like, whatever. So you can be creative.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'd love to hear from our listeners and maybe Amy.
Yeah.
what their strategies are for writing faster, or finishing early, or starting late.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone has different ways to get about it.
Yeah, and for anyone who this is a reality for you this year, good luck and let us know your tips.
Yes, absolutely. Tell us your stories.
Yes.
The episode is over. Wait, it's season 5 of Christina. What do I say? Where's my script?
Give me a second, Liz. I'm still writing it.
Okay, I can fill the space. Have I told you about how I'm learning to play the piano?
And done. Here you go.
Welcome to the end of the episode. This is Liz, who will not be talking about pianos. Hey, wait!
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you want to keep up with us between episodes, you can find us on Twitter or Instagram at HowToWinNano.
We've also got a Patreon if you want to donate and help us keep this podcast ad-free. That's patreon.com/HowToWinNano.
You can also join our Discord server full of writers, which is super active during the Nano season.
Oh, tell them about our books.
Oh yeah, I have an indie publishing company called 84 Street Press, and we've published 3 anthologies. They feature stories written by Liz and I and a bunch of other talented authors. The newest one is called What Happened to Annabelle, and you can find it most places books are sold.
This one has a bit of a spooky vibe and a heavy dose of feminism, but each anthology is a totally different vibe, so there's something for everyone.
Thanks for listening. Until next time,
keep writing. Now I can talk about the piano.
No.
Ugh. Absolutely. Tell us your stories.
Yes.
All right.
It's fine.
I don't know why I said all right.